Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Too Sweet Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Jimmy Jack, Jackie.
Hola, Batman.
Hola.
Hola.
The H is silent.
It is.
Hola.
I figured I'd American it up for you.
But the...
Thank you.
See, Spanish is just as difficult as American, English, whatever you want to call it.
No, I'm in a country full of people who say herbs.
Right, but hola, the H is silent, so it's O-L-A. But yeah. Then frijoles, there's a J in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just as difficult.
Yeah. Well, herbs are herbs, but over here they're herbs.
Herbs, yeah. Well, it's also a man's name. So yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, herb. Like the other day when I said meals on the radio, I was meaning as in textile, not dinner.
That was confusing.
It was confusing. Yes. Thank you.
Sometimes breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner,
fourth meal.
Got me, bud.
Fourth meal's fifth meal because we had brunch.
Can I say lumber?
Lumber. Olin.
Today, scattered TSs this morning. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with more TSs likely. Oh. High around 85. About an 80% chance of the wet stuff.
Man, I'm glad I got the grass cut yesterday.
Boy, me too. I'm glad you did. It looked awful. Yeah, clearing really 70 did. Right now in Greer.
It was terrible. I had a dude come over and do it.
Yeah.
I still got a bandage on my leg, so I'm not supposed to do it. It was a jungle, man. At one point, he found some yellow jackets in a ground nest.
Yeah?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Kerman's?
No, it was pretty easy to figure out what he found, too, because I saw him go running off up the street, kicking his shoes off.
Oh, no. Like,
dancing, kind of looked like he was dancing.
Like in baseball players.
Yeah, I felt so bad, too, because I mean, he's getting stung 3 or 4 times by yellow jackets.
Oh, what did you put? He put tobacco on it?
No.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
No, he's fine.
He put a cigarette out on it?
I remember when I would get stung by a bee as a child, my daddy would get pissed off because he would have to...
pee on it.
Oh, God.
It's only when he would tell me that I'd get stung by a jellyfish. Uh-huh. And it turns out it was just a Ziploc bag in the water. I was scared. He still wanted to pee on me. But the bee stings, he would, undo a cigarette. So he'd take a cigarette, rip it in half, and then unblunt it, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And then I think he would spit on it a little bit and rub it in onto the... the bee sting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that some old redneck medicinal ways or what?
I think it predates rednecks.
Well, you know what? Yeah, but I mean around here.
I imagine.
I'm sure the Egyptians did the same with their cigarettes.
Well, being tobacco, I imagine it was a native trick we picked up, right?
Oh, yes.
Don't you think?
Well, exactly. Like I said. That's what it was passed down from generation of Harrises to generation of Harrises.
Yeah.
It's a family secret I'd shared with 780 4,000 people.
But they got it from, indigenous people.
Yes. The indigenes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's your 20th coming out.
That's right. Oh, man, oh, man. So this is also back to school day.
Yeah, it is. For
certain kids, too. Like, what is the absolute last day? Like, Florida's been in for like 2 weeks, I saw on the news last night. Parts of Georgia's been in for 2 weeks.
Not around here, but some schools up north started like after Labor Day.
In September.
Oh, okay. Well, good for y'all.
Yeah, we don't have to go as long.
Yeah, we go, Long Island,
We go to summer school.
Long Island High.
Yep.
There we go. Back to school. All that good stuff. I must say that I have to write down in my journal that today is just regular blue t-shirt day for Fat Boy.
Yes.
I call it regular blue.
I'm going to rip that page out.
Right. Medium blue.
The page t-shirt, file page, what are you wearing? Oh, the leopard print. Mm-hmm. Love that leopard print for Page. All right, and then my 9 book is wearing a very beautiful television. No, it's not that big.
It's not a television, no.
T-shirt,
not television.
Waylon
Jennings.
Love him.
Sweet.
84, man.
That's beautiful.
It's not vintage, it's reprint.
Well, still, though. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Matt, man, you're wearing Magnum Terry Allen.
I wasn't rubbing the shirt. I just wanted to touch your breast. Thank you. That's right. I love my t-shirt.
Hair on it. I'm hugging my dog.
I love it. We have, you know, if there was, if they still have a fashion week and there was like a radio division of it, we would totally win.
But as long as they like, you know, wrestling t-shirts and like Waylon Jennings t-shirts.
I'm talking about like, you know, you see the way some of these people in radio dress. They all wear like those like hiking boot looking shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Those really like ambiguous looking shoes. Like yeah. I can't tell if they're water shoes or if they're hiking shoes or if they're like half a boot.
Yeah, everybody.
Like a booty.
A lot of people in radio, and I mean damn near everybody in radio for some reason is always sitting in a room dressed like they might go hiking.
Yeah.
Kinda, but half-ass hiking.
Some yeah. of them.
Yeah. Well, you see a lot of them like fishing shirts in radio for some reason.
Yeah.
The ones with like the webbing in the back. It's like, I mean, you're sitting in a room.
I know it.
Why you got to dress like you're about to go outdoors? You're sitting in a room.
I know it.
You're not about to go outdoors. You're not going to leave here and go outdoors. You're going to leave here and go home.
I agree with that text. Paige would certainly win for in the ladies division, in the diva division of, ladies division.
Well, that's the thing. Ladies in radio tend to dress like they want to be extras in Benny and June.
I haven't seen it.
Like, they try to dress like these, like, kind of offbeat Gen Xers from the early 90s.
Yeah.
You know the look, though.
Yeah. Paige has got a stylist, though, so
radio lady.
She should look
yes,
the best.
Yes, I got the shoes, too. I mean, the shoes.
Oh, hold on. Let's see the ballet legs up in the air. Look at this. Look at that. That's how golly. Can I take a picture of that?
No.
You might. Come on.
No.
Okay, she said no. I can't ask her again. No. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah. No pictures of my legs up in there.
You just got to see from my perspective.
I see it from here.
I see Paige's face only because of the screens, and then she disappears, and that leg comes straight up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Nice boots.
Thank you.
So if that were a real award,
yeah,
best dressed in radio,
yeah,
and you won that award,
right,
and it was a physical, actual, tangible award,
yeah.
Would you leave it downstairs to be on display for people to come through the door?
I'd have to, probably. It'd be like a little a crystal T-shirt
yeah,
with their names on there.
I don't think you should.
Yeah.
Like, I know they leave some down there to, you know, take pictures with and put on display. But if my name were on it, it'd be in the office.
Well, that's you're referring to the inter-office email about the award?
Yeah,
that's fine with me. We won a commercial award, which to me, I mean, that's great. Like, I mean, that's part of our business is to make money for other people's businesses and to help get the word out for them. But, you know, I mean, that thing's, you know, where would we put it in the office anyway? It's something you got to hang. You're going to put it over there on the gimmick rack with all the
shelf? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that shelf?
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
It's just got like board games and a giant bag of Arby's sauce on it, though. I mean, it's not really a place we display awards.
It's got another award on there for giving cops a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you'd say the opposite.
No, I think that, I mean,
no.
I know the point you're getting to is that if we win an award for the show, it has to stay in the lobby of the radio station. Because people would see it there more than they would in our office.
That is a good point.
Well, guess what?
We sitting there with the door locked. Ain't nobody going to see
it. Oh, my God.
It's a new day, boys.
Oh, my God. I'm not selling this either. Did you notice it? It was clear.
Yeah.
So I didn't. I swear to God, I did
That's
not
hilarious.
See it. Because it was sitting right there on the desk.
Yep.
And it's clear, and I couldn't see it.
I'm going to present it to you right now. Promo of the year, Large Market Radio, for Numerous Nuptials, TBTFM. To Madman and Nine, the third person on here is also upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think, if anything, this one belongs upstairs.
Well, I'm glad you care. Buddy.
I know you don't.
Now I can get you stone cold.
I don't care that he wins anything. Look, let me tell you what's going to happen.
No, I know what this is about. Now I can get you stone cold knife out and carve in Fat Boy underneath Stone Man.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Let me tell you what happens.
Fat Boy did probably put that audio together.
Probably.
Let me tell you what happens. Nine will go on in this business to win every blanking award you could get, imagine. Marconi's, whatever. And then he'll be like, ah, whatever. Man, I don't care. It's an award. I'm not going to win dick ever, and I actually want it.
Quote him on it, everybody.
Nine, don't care. Just don't care.
Quote him on it.
If you're looking to win that.
Don't care.
Nine, would you like to...
He don't want it.
To touch the award.
I might accidentally drop it. Don't give it to him.
This is like I see why Pearl Jam says that they use their Eddie Vedder says he uses his VMA award for a doorstop.
Yeah,
because that's pretty solid.
That's something I thought it was a Grammy he used for a doorstop.
Or is it a Grammy? Yeah, I would. This right here is a hell of a weapon, man.
Or is that the Simpsons? Homer used his Grammy as a doorstop.
I think he used the Moon Man.
Yeah.
How much
somebody uses a Grammy as a doorstop, but again, it might be Homer Simpson.
Well, Eddie Vedder uses the VMA. The Moon Man. So I was right. Thank you.
Who uses a Grammy for a doorstop? I don't think anybody. They just throw those away.
Well, I used to use my grandma when she was in a wheelchair. She didn't know none. She was none the wiser.
That was cold. Execution.
That was great, Fat Boy. Like, you really, like...
Well, nominate me for, you know, bit of the year. Damn.
Fat Boy's passionate about this award.
Something.
Would you, seriously, if you want to take the stone cold knife and carve your name into it, I think I would vote for that. Nine,
no, you
get a vote.
Can't use my knife.
Okay.
I don't want yours.
You
want
to use my, hold on, let me see if I can get it.
I know a guy who engraves pretty quick. Quickly.
Really?
Yeah. It's a brand new knife's the only reason. I don't want to, you know, dull it up trying to carve into crystal.
I think it's glass.
Probably.
Here, you can use my old school Kenworth knife.
Is it a Kenmo?
It's a Kenworth.
Kenworth,
serious.
Yeah.
If you want to.
I'll take it to a guy. I want my own. I'd rather have just my name on it.
This is great.
For what? What do you want to win an award for?
Daily promo, other audio, like tons of audio people here that, you know, just goes by the wayside.
Sending audio to requested audio to sales folks.
Yeah.
Mark works a bit. Hey, Fatty, why don't you do some commercial production? A, because you got four people that do it, including you. And B, I guess you just want to mess with me because you want to show interest and actually want to do it.
Well, you know what's funny is somebody brought it to my attention yesterday. I think it was Michael Venditti that said, you actually won one last year, too, but they didn't put your name on it, talking to me. So I was like, okay, well.
God.
Forget about that. Thanks a lot. Rubbing it in.
It wasn't Venditti.
It might have been Joe.
He's got a slew of them. He's the Meryl Streep of the building.
That's the creative room down there. I mean, what do you expect?
Creative's up here, brother.
Well, look, read the emails, pal. That's a fine award.
I think this is an interesting side of Fat Boy to see, this side of him who's very passionate about winning an award. I mean, when he's not really that passionate about anything.
Well, I mean...
And that's not a knock. It's just kind of how Fat Boy
is. It sounded like one at all, did it?
It's just kind of how you are.
Man, I'm 10 years into this, but nothing to show for it.
What?
Nothing.
They don't pay
you to work here?
No awards. I got one nomination for a Marconi that we all lost together.
I haven't had to work out of state on a hot tub in a decade, my friend.
Ooh.
I think Fat Boy wants the participation award.
He does.
That's what Paige pointed it out.
Yeah, I think he
some recognition.
A participation award.
Yeah.
But truly, I'll give you a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you, Fat Boy.
Hold on. Okay, why don't you clap in a mold and make it into an award?
I didn't know.
We're trying to help you here.
I tried to give you an award yesterday. Here's your Skittles.
You don't like that flavor, Matt.
How do you go? You bought the worst ones.
Shareable size. I thought that was your favorite flavor.
I thought we were going to share them yesterday.
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, thank you.
My sugar was up yesterday. I didn't want to go.
Put them here and we'll share them later.
Nice. Eat the whole bag. Has that got your name on it, too?
Actually, an email just came in. That's company property now. We have to put them in the candy bowl downstairs.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I'm going to hijack the next award show. Nobody's getting a damn award. I'll sit with my arms around all of them. Nobody can have them.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. That one right there, they already do the picture or whatever. Probably did it yesterday. Yeah, because they said have them down by 5. So.
I think they just took the pictures of the awards, though.
Just take the award. It's yours now.
Take it and put it in the desk. Go put it on your desk, Fat Boy.
Take it home with you.
Do it. This will be an interesting thing. A, we'll see how long they notice where it's going. B, we'll actually see if they listen to our show.
Yeah.
Because if they did, they would hear this and march up here and say, give us the award back.
I want to win it. I want my name on it. And I want everybody to blanket stand up when they announce that I'm the winner.
Well, then where's Paige's award for worst parody song ever?
Yeah.
I mean, well, because it was written in your honor.
It was.
Paige. That thing yesterday.
No.
I heard it again on the rewind.
People kept asking me all day long what that word was that was bleeped out, I didn't feel comfortable saying that.
No, I've been telling them.
Yeah, I told them.
Everywhere I went. What's that
word?
Can
we give the initials?
BC.
BC is the initials of the. Do you have it available here?
Yeah, I got the song.
Here is, from yesterday's show, voted the number one worst Rise Guys parody song ever, of course, by Ben and Columbia.
Dan
in Columbia. Ben's in Clemson.
You and me, Paige, Jane, nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
It is wet now.
You and me, Paige, Jane, nothing but mammals, is that a I see or just the toe of a camel?
It is horny now.
It's true.
The last part is the best.
Let me get this straight.
Paige is horny now.
Now I'm the girl with the big boobs and the BC. So.
Yeah.
Goodies.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're also the one who is a amateur paranormal investigator.
Former.
You're also former.
Yeah, well, I gave that up with you.
I'm a former independent wrestler.
I don't want to talk to anybody anymore.
Yeah.
You're a former Fox News contributor. Okay.
Well, I was a
former ballet dancer who
ballerina.
Was beaten by a cane.
Yeah, former showgirl.
That
former
was a showgirl. Yeah, yeah. I never really made it in ballet.
Actress.
I think you focus only on your big boobs and your BC.
Yeah.
And your horniness.
Actress.
And not on the all the girls.
Still acting. Still acting.
Yeah, you were
working on another film.
Did a test shoot for Playboy.
I did do that.
You love animals?
I did.
They're your scapegoats?
You wrote a book or something?
Yeah.
You did write a book.
I'm forgetting things. They're just coming back to me.
How'd you not make it in ballet? You can do the leg thing. I couldn't even do that.
Because you should see me in the costumes.
Yeah.
You should see me in the costumes.
When I was 12. And
there's
I looked,
more
you know,
to you than that. Huh? You got to quit focusing on that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not dwelling on the negative. I'm just saying, you know, everywhere I went yesterday, people were asking me, hey, what's that word? I don't want to be rude, but I have to know.
Right. Well, and then you said, "Hey, I don't want to explain that." It doesn't matter.
No, I mean, I was willing to divulge the information.
Oh, you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a tough conversation with your mom, I imagine.
No, my mother didn't.
It wasn't your mom.
No, she would probably know that. She's savvy to things like that.
Actually, your mom wrote that. I'm here to tell you right now.
I would like to nominate Mattman for an award right now.
No!
For his successful navigation of the show to get Fatboy off his award soapbox and get us into other funny stuff to talk about.
He's already got an award!
It was so seamless and well done that you should be nominated for some kind of award for that.
He's got all the damn awards!
It's called the Trans Award, the King of Transitions, from topic to topic. Maybe change the award name. It's confusing.
And Fatboy's evolving into George Costanza before our very eyes. It's amazing.
This is my life's punishment.
We got rid of Kramer.
I'll live a long time, but it'll be a miserable existence with other highly more successful people.
Yeah.
That's my curse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, you don't mean outside of us, do you? That's hateful.
Everybody.
Jesus, F off.
Everybody.
Oh, what's that FOF line number? I'm going to call it during the break here and go off on my producer. Air quotes.
Co-worker. 864-241-4318.
241.
What was that? I didn't write it down.
He said 241-4318.
That's it.
I think he said 241-431-88.
That's what he said. Now, Fat Boy, take the damn award home with you. Put your name
Please,
on it.
Please, by Thrill. All means.
Take mine off and put yours on.
I'm going to put it somewhere, but it ain't in my house.
Take it to the Easley Award Shop that always does all our trophies and get your name engraved on there and bring it back. Put it on your desk and see how long it's noticed.
I'm coming to see you, Rusty.
No, that's not the BC.
Oh. I saw it too.
No, it's not that BC.
You know, that's a different BC. Can I just say that's a parody song and nobody's ever seen that in this room?
Well,
or
isn't
has it been?
I'll take that award.
It isn't about anything being big.
No.
In fact, if you actually heard it unbleeped, you might think it was about me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's a body part. You can say that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it is a slang term for a body part.
Yes.
Have
some Skittles.
It's a clinical term.
Listen to this. Speaking of DP, Five Finger Death Punch. 5FDP.
Yeah.
Along with 3DG, that's 3 Days Grace, and Bad Wolves. They're going to be in Columbia. We're going to have tickets to that. It's going to be Paige versus Fatboy today, and what the flip!
Oh, come on!
Yeah!
Also, a brand new Truth and Consequences. A girl told a girl... Hold on. A girl told a lie on a girl. Girl found out the girl told the lie on her.
Yep.
Now she's going to confront the girl about the lie. This is some deep, deep stuff here. This is about when you tell somebody something and you think, oh, I got away with that one. Mm-mm. Hello, it's karma, bitch. Truth and Consequences today is going to be something else. 1-800-774-0093, that's the way to call us. 72341, that's the carolinavapormill.com text line. And then we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media. Paige, what is up in the Plex? Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I got to talk about how you keep your home, especially on the thermostat, because there's a report that came out that advised folks to keep their home at 82 at night.
Oh,
I would never, ever, ever have to want to listen to people complain about that.
72 right here.
Fat Boy's about to get mad all over again here and now.
Whoever said that should die.
They should. Well, see, now we're friends again. Now we're friendly coworkers. All right, we'll get into some Rise Guys headlines with the queen of my heart. Right after this. I didn't say you boobies that time, Paige.
Get you.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Well, there is a new report from a federal program called Energy Star, which... is out of Florida, and they released,
Energy Star.
Yeah, they released a report saying that Floridians should keep your house at 78 degrees. That would be the coolest temperature you should put on your thermostat.
No.
Disagree.
So as an EPA program, it promotes efficiency and energy, and the new recommendation is where you should be setting your thermostat. So when you're home... They're saying it should be 78 degrees.
No.
When you're not home, you should bump it up to 85. And then when you're sleeping at night, you should turn it down to 82.
I would divorce that person.
Uh-uh.
Or not live with them.
Yeah, I mean, 82, sleeping at 82 is just you rolling around naked, not feeling good.
Not even, I mean, even if it's cold outside.
Yeah.
No, you don't turn your heat up to that degree.
Do you keep it at night, Paige?
Usually I don't change my thermostat at all, and I keep it around 72.
And does that change when you're sleeping nude or in the
boy shorts? No, I mean, I just leave it.
Shorts?
I leave it that way all the time.
Fat Boy, generally speaking?
73 is the tops. I mean, it's not really much of an argument around the house because I got a smaller space. So even 73 feels pretty good.
72 always for me. Jim Jack.
Man, this time of year, the house usually wants to stay around 75 just because, you know, it's hard for the AC to keep up with it. But, yeah, any warmer than that.
What, do you live in Amityville? Like, why don't you get to pick? Why does the house get to decide?
The house gets to pick.
The house picks.
The house picks. I've had that. Since I moved in there, man, there's been like half a dozen different AC units on that house. Ductwork's been redone.
Oh, man.
It's a hell of a house.
Do you live here? At Intercom? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Moonville. Same thing here.
Moonville.
Oh. We may have the same people working.
No, I just think the house needs to it needs all new windows. It needs a lot to get it, you know, both efficient and cooler.
Same thing with your last house.
Yeah.
Needs new windows.
That's because it exploded.
Walls. Well, it did explode.
Walls and
right.
windows.
Yeah. That one got a new foundation and everything.
Nice.
Did it really?
Yeah. But I mean, it's, you know, it's all right because by the time I go to bed, it's nice and cool, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good.
What's your current sleeping status? Naked? Jim?
Usually,
usually
naked.
Well, I would
freeze.
That it would cost more money to bump it up and down because you're using power to cool it off.
They're probably thinking you're doing that. They have a smart house where they can do it from their phone or whatever.
But still, turning it up and down uses a lot of power, from what I've heard, and that's why I just keep it at the same temperature because then it regulates itself.
Well, I'm no power lineman, but I do know Hulse Haygood. I'll ask him.
Mm-hmm. There's some people texting in some of their things, like 76 year-round. 80 during the summer.
Good Lord, y'all.
72341, thecarolinavapormill.com, text line.
It must be nudist.
Yeah.
You have to be. You can't walk away. You can't walk away and wear clothes when it's 80 degrees inside.
Let's see.
Humming.
One person really complained about this and said that they've decided to give up on sleeping or having pets that aren't native to the rainforest. They said, quote, 82 when you're sleeping. Yeah, on the sun.
Yeah, it's hot.
That was hot. My comment. That's awful.
Yeah.
This is probably from some eco-friendly gimmick. You know, some initiative. Save power.
Well, yeah, it's to be efficient.
But right. Can I say that that would be ideal, that you could, that would be livable if you didn't have humidity. But the humidity factor, it's always warmer and stickier.
Yeah, it's muggy.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it was like 80 and out west where they have very low humidity, it wouldn't be that bad. You wouldn't suffer that much.
Plus, I'm not going to like keep my house at 85 because my dog's at home.
No.
I can't keep it at 85. We got a German Shepherd. She'd be dying.
Panting and dying.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll make the wallpaper peel.
If I left her in the in a hot car, no, I left her in a hot house.
I've had number twos that made the wallpaper peel before, so no big deal.
So, you know, do what you want, but try to save energy and be smart about it. You know, I wouldn't keep it at 60 all year. That's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, part of the thing is that, and P1 Grass Changer just texts this in. He says, I'm a landscaper. It's a million degrees outside right now. 76 year-round feels fantastic when I come into it. See, that's the thing. If you're actually out there, I know it's a little below room temperature. If you're actually out there like working in it every
cold
day,
apple.
Then you go in and it's 75, 76 degrees. It feels great because you've been outside where it's 96.
Oh, yeah.
You've been working in it. The sun beating down. And you go in and get some shade, a nice cool breeze blowing at 76. Feels great.
Yeah.
But if you do what we do, well, then you're spoiled.
Rotten.
Spoiled, plum rotten.
Runt.
I had to work in 96. Yeah. I quit.
No, degree or the city?
Both.
Both.
Can you imagine?
I'd move to Woodruff.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
Don't go too far, fat boy.
Yeah, okay, I can't wander too far.
I would move to Woodruff, he said.
Innery, maybe.
What is going on in the sports hole? There's lots of sports news going on. I've seen it.
A Tennessee Volunteer fan. There ain't many of them left.
Damn.
Post a Craigslist ad. He's looking for a lady to accompany him to football games. And we got the ad. We'll tell you what he's looking for. And he's catching some hell, man.
Are you trolling for your football show when you're trying to say there's no Tennessee fans left? Because I know of at least one.
Yeah, I know one.
I think we know the same one.
Am I else?
That's it.
Well, then that goes. Yeah, okay, maybe.
Neyland Stadium's huge.
All right, Volunteer fans. At Fatboy933. All right, we'll get to the sports hole with that guy right after this. Morning, everybody.
Here's Matt Mann, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
I could win an award for fixing that loud-ass spot, but I guess I ain't gonna.
No, you could.
Nine could win an award. Nine is open as lunch, and nine eats leftover dinner for breakfast, and whatever that is smells like butt.
Did you bring a fart to eat?
Cream spinach and ribs, man.
Oh, man.
Cream spinach and ribs. Let it be known that Matt doesn't like cream spinach and ribs.
I do, too. I just don't like it when it's wafted like that in an unexpected situation at 6:50.
It's making you look like the dude from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It is.
You bottled up a fart and brought it to work.
I should have brought salmon.
Must be it.
Oh, it's wafting with it. Coming
again?
Over here now.
You get it? Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the cream spinach.
Okay. I thought you broke wind.
Text in for real if you're
just wait.
If you're a Tennessee fan. If you're a proud one, at least.
Still none, right?
Yeah, you don't win.
No volunteer fans.
There's four Tennessee fans texting in.
You hired the wrong coach, and Butch was awful.
Oh, gosh.
But a Tennessee football fan posted a Craigslist ad. He's looking for a woman to go to games with him.
Oh, God.
Neyland Stadium's nice. It's big.
Yeah.
Well. They added seats, but didn't make it any bigger, so now the seats are just half the size.
Oh, it's like the old Charlotte Coliseum?
Yeah.
You got some of those half seats up in the upper deck. But you on the river. You nice for tailgating. That's part of what this guy's looking for. He kind of started off the ad pretty nice. You know, he's not looking for a relationship because he just got out of one. His lady left him.
He's just looking for some favors, maybe?
Looking for some companionship for these football games.
Yeah.
But he goes on to say there are some stipulations.
Here we go.
You must behave in a respectable manner.
Oh.
No drunks, no drugs, no vulgarity.
I'm out three times.
Everybody's gone.
No dies.
Boys had shirts on when he walked in. Yeah, I'm not looking for the relationship. Also, she has to be willing to tailgate all day and stay for the game. And most Tennessee games, you know, except for when you play Florida, are going to be at noon. She must be a Vols fan. No exception.
Anything else? Any other, like...
This is funny that she had to cook for him, stay, tailgate the whole game, and go.
She's got to cook for him.
Yeah, like the tailgate. That's
her
deal.
Do you have an age limit? Or?
Nah, that's not on here, but as far as I could tell from the ad, they're only going to get together once a week. But she is welcome to cook her favorite dishes for the tailgate if she'd like.
Oh, okay. That's sweet, Evan.
For everybody else to enjoy.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they meet before the game to chat. And she has to pay for her own ticket.
No.
Anybody tickets.
Sounds like he's looking for a beard.
He's slinging it around
like
there.
He's looking for a lady to pretend to be his girlfriend.
He said, tell me why I should pick you. Now that's...
How's he look? Has he got a picture of him?
I don't have a picture.
Oh, my Lord.
That's pretty bullish. But there are some women out there like, ooh, I like being bossed around and being talked down to, so I'll go do it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he'll find somebody.
Paige, if that was an offering to like a Clemson kind of thing, you wouldn't be into that, would you?
No.
Never in a million years. Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't allow you to do that.
Well, if you're willing to give him face value for the football ticket, then you can cook for him and hang out with him and not drink.
Yeah. I'm not cooking and drinking with anybody unless there's something that's going to happen. That's just stupidity. Plus, you know, if he wants me to buy my ticket, I'm going to bring my friends, too.
That's expensive.
You got to buy their tickets?
Well, they can buy their own. But I
mean, damn right.
I mean, Vol football, like any other sporting event
expensive.
In the nation. Oh, yeah.
The cheapest ticket for that game is $78 that I can see on Ticketmaster.
You probably have to wait until they play somebody like Western Kentucky.
Yeah, it's probably a verified resale. Yeah.
Hilltoppers.
Sure it is.
We got Dale Jr.'s statement on the accident, if you'd like to hear it. Hey, y'all, I didn't die.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said. Quote, we are truly blessed that all on board escaped with no serious injuries, including our daughter, our two pilots, and our dog,
Amen.
Gus.
Amen.
I am thankful for the quick response of my pilots, local law enforcement, emergency personnel, and hospital staff.
Hospital, that's probably what he said.
It goes to the hospital.
Man, I tell you what, like that scene, I could not, I can't believe that
I don't know how they walked out.
Yeah. I don't either.
That's amazing.
It was burned all to hell.
Do you see like the way it was? Do you see the thing, the way it was bouncing? Oh boy, that guy's flown a zillion times. It just
whew. The FAA and the NTSB. Said it was burn all to hell.
Mm.
So I don't know if he'll ever fly again or buy a new Cessna or what.
I would get a bus like John Madden. I would drive to all right, I mean, it would suck when you go to the West Coast, but whatever. Leave the week before.
I doubt he's going to the West Coast that often.
Yeah. He should be Prince Harry for Halloween. I saw Prince Harry on the news last night. It's like, look at Dale Jr. walking around already in a tuxedo.
Yep.
Like, no, it's Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
Who's hotter, Paige, Dale Jr. or Prince Harry?
Prince Harry.
Wow, how dare you.
Well, he has an accent. He does, you know, Prince Harry doesn't sound like people from around here, yes. So that's way hotter.
Boo.
Not he should.
Sorry you asked.
You got to help me with this one because I don't get it. Lamar Odom says he's giving up porn. He's trying to be better.
Hmm.
I don't know how that becomes an addiction. For like, does it mean you watch it too much? Are you doing this too much?
Yeah, not trying.
Does it interfere with
what are you
your
doing,
life?
Scrubbing your back? What are you doing? No. It could be a bunch of things. I mean, I think if you spend money on pornography, you're addicted to pornography.
Yes.
If you spend money on it.
I don't know if he's spending money buying hookers or whatnot, but he was going off to bunny ranches, you know. He's got a reputation for that.
Yeah.
But you
also
know,
crack, too, right? He like crack?
Yeah.
Crack cocaine.
He was on that bed.
Yeah.
David Duchovny was, he said he had a sex addiction, but, you know, I don't. Or a porn addiction, but I for me, I guess it means just watching it all the time. But it's free.
But yeah, I mean, like, when we hear the word addiction, it's usually like, you know, a negative connotation. But, you know, like...
Well, I mean, if that's what your go-to is when you feel in the mood, instead of getting a real person, you got a problem.
Well, hell yes. Now, that's true. If you have the availability,
I was going to say, that was spoken like a woman, because it's like... if you're a dude, you don't always have the, you can't just, you know, go outside and like, hey, somebody come get some. And, you know, they won't come lining up. Sometimes as a dude, you don't have that option.
Yeah, but with a sex addiction, you're having relationships with strangers, you're into porn and doing things that could jeopardize your health.
Nothing wrong with sex with strangers.
Well, yeah, it could be.
Well, he said in his book that he slept with over 2,000 women. Doesn't say how many dudes, but 2,000 women.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not.
No,
that's
I
sports.
Mean,
I gotta get out of here.
You can get diseases from that kind of behavior. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I guess don't watch porno, you know.
Sex addiction is worse than porn addiction, I think. Because sex addiction, to me, means if you get to a point where you can't get it, like, you might go...
I think they go hand in hand.
Are you making a pun with that or not? I can't figure it out.
I think they're one and the same.
Yeah. All right. Weird how sports turned into that, huh?
I know. Talking about hooking up.
And nothing about sports.
Nothing about sports at all.
At all.
Dale Jr. was mentioned.
I know. I'm
the
just,
plane crash.
I'm just
smack
with
him.
Fatbo,
smack him with that damn award.
Fatbo's so turnt today, I got to mess with him some.
I'm going to turn you over my knee.
Well, I'm going to have to help you.
All right, we'll be back right after this. A brand new Truth and Consequences, a lie was told, and today, retribution. Truth and Consequences, the Rise Guys, guys.
Your home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to the Morning Show all the time.
Can't get enough of it.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet.
This feature.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.